Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
What's up, you ace?
I don't know what to do.
Our printer's not working upstairs, so we printed off the sports for Hunter, but it's not working. So, I mean, you want me to do it? I could be Hunter for this break.
Yeah, start it off for a second. Maybe I could figure
something. Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light while you're watching your favorite teams, whatever sport it may be. All right, Hunter, take it away.
All right.
Hi, here we go. I'm Hunter. I'm a good sports.
NCAA men's college basketball last night. Michigan State beat Illinois 70-69.
God, Illinois ranked 22?
Yeah. Well, Virginia beat Notre Dame 50-49.
Hold on. Overtime. Timeout. That was a college men's basketball game, 50-49.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
Is it JV? No. Maybe they play really good defense.
Both teams must have phenomenal defense.
Phenomenal defense.
Probably building some brick houses with all those.
I mean, if you think about it, some pros are scoring 50 points a game.
I know. A lot of them are.
Yeah. Making it rain. But they don't play defense, Brock. So what do you want?
That's true.
What do you want?
What do you want from me?
Eastern Michigan beating Central 73-70. Ohio beating Western Michigan 73-61 there. College basketball last night. Tonight, Michigan going to be at Northwestern. 9 o'clock. Why don't you guys play these late games? I'd like to catch that. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
Moving on, the NBA last night. The Wizards beating the Bulls 126-114.
Woo!
Tonight, the Pistons going to beat Orlando playing the Magic. 7 o'clock. Milwaukee going to be in Indiana playing the Pacers at 7:30.
Sim!
Last night in NHL, the Sabres beating the Red Wings 3-2. The Oilers beating the Blackhawks 5-3 there. And tonight, the Blackhawks going to be over in Vancouver playing the Canucks at 10:30.
I like it. Obviously, people have been discussing the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a huge thing.
Yeah.
Well, former Houston Astros hitter Marwin Gonzalez admitted to cheating in 2017 and is apologizing. He said, quote, "I'm remorseful for everything that happened in 2017, for everything we did as a group, and for the players that were affected directly by us doing this."
You know, we appreciate that apology, but it doesn't matter. Because you cheated and you didn't admit it at the time. Now you know what you're doing? I'm sorry. Maybe I'm calling somebody out that really is legitimately apologetic. But you know what? I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. It's too late. It's way too late. You know what? And it looks like you're just kind of trying to cover your ass so you can get on another team.
I think he's done, though. I don't think he plays anymore. I think he's retired. Yeah.
Still.
I'm glad he's saying something. We'll see more people come out, I'm sure, in the whole rigmaroo of this all. But, yeah.
Dude, it's wild.
It is wild.
I mean, it went from banging on trash cans to, oh, my God, it's too loud in the stadium. We can't hear the trash can. Let's put buzzers on these guys.
They literally won a World Series.
I mean, what was it?
By cheating.
You get a buzzer on your shoulder, that means a fastball's coming. That means you're going to crank it out of the park.
Yep.
That's just wild to me, man. And how many teams were doing it?
Yeah, all of them.
It had to have been a lot of teams.
I told you, it's the Armstrong effect. Everyone was juicing in professional cycling.
Yeah.
It's just Lance was juicing it better than everyone else and winning. So now they're like, wait a minute. And that caused enough people to complain.
You know what sucks?
What?
Like, if you were Lance or the Astros, and if this is happening, like, you come out, you admit it. Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we won. They called us out.
We won.
Hey, guys. Anybody else want to step up? Anybody else want to say anything? No? Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing. That's silent. Crickets.
Yeah.
You know, don't you think Lance Armstrong was like, dude, come on, guys. Like,
If I was him, I would have thrown everyone under the bus.
Like, guys, we're all doing it. Like, somebody. Like,
yeah.
Come up as a group.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be an individual at this point. Like, come up in a pair, like a group of 10.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, like,
you know what? Lance is a good guy. We're not going to let him just take the fall for all of this. Let's all step up.
Yeah, because what? Okay, so everyone, more people step up. Maybe they don't strip the most, like, the winningest cyclist. Like, yeah. I think it's so funny that they laid on Lance Armstrong. He made cycling relevant.
Yeah.
Like, we cared about cycling because of Lance Armstrong. Then they put the hammer down on him. What's the last thing you heard about cycling?
Yeah.
Nothing.
And you know what? It's been proven that everybody was juicing.
Yeah.
It's been proven.
Dude, they were doing cocaine in the 80s while cycling.
Yes. So you know what? Technically, he wasn't cheating.
No.
Everybody else is on the same page.
Yeah.
He's still winning.
Yeah.
I mean,
let's watch a bunch of guys with slow ass times,
right,
barely making it up the hill, but they're clean. They're doing it the right way.
Saying that what they did was right.
No, Juice, I want to watch them put the steroids in their ass before they take off cycling. I want to see them to do a line of coke, steroids, and then get the road.
Like I said, Brock, this is the perfect opportunity for us to come out with the XLB.
Oh, we're doing it.
I was thinking about it again last night. No. I'm like, dude, it's actually a good idea.
We're just going to start the X.
Why don't you watch?
L. Or the XSA, the X Sports Association. And every sport we cover, cycling, baseball, volleyball, cricket.
It's going to be on
bowling.
ESPN 8, the Ocho.
And every single player can juice, cheat, whatever.
Why don't you watch baseball?
It's boring as hell,
there,
man.
You go. XLB. Not going to be boring at all. Steroids.
It's gonna be
home
great.
Runs. Beers. Women.
I love it.
Rock and roll. Seventh inning. Take me out. No.
No.
No. You know what it's going to be? It's going to be AC/DC.
Are you ready?
That's a seventh inning stretch right there.
And strippers.
Yes.
And strippers.
Can't wait for XLB.
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock